Remember this? Slough, the paper products company Wernham Hogg, where life is stationary. Dark, mordant, bitter humour. Well, over here, there's been this, the slightly perkier offspring of the original masterpiece.
It's a beautiful piece of art.
Hank Stuver, Washington Post TV critic.
These people were having experiences at work that we might like to have. They were able to act out on infantile urges that we all wish we could act out on.
You put my stuff in Jell-O again!
The repercussions for things you shouldn't say at work and things you shouldn't do at work were not as strict as they might be in the American workplace.
Aside from subverting the rather conventional world of the American white-collar worker, The Office was also very funny and very different. The UK version was set in Slough, the US version in Scranton, Pennsylvania. But for fans, Michelle Sherard and Tim Holmes, the point was of small-town pride rather than embarrassment.
So my husband is British, and the night I met him, we bonded over The Office. The UK version and the American version had just started. It was in 2005, in the fall. And I had to swear to him that Scranton, where I lived, wasn't, you know, it wasn't Slough.
It didn't quite treat Scranton as like it did with Slough. You know, even though we are a little slow paced in Scranton, Pennsylvania, and they literally play that up, but there's always this endearing quality that always came out. You know, and for that, we were always very thankful that they were very kind.
There are other differences. In Britain, there was regional manager David Brent.
David Brent is refreshingly laid back for a man with such responsibility.
In America, there was Michael Scott.
This is Creed, and he is in charge of something,
that
right?
Is correct.
Say hi to the kids.
Hi, kids.
Yay!
In Britain, there was Gareth Keenan, a brutally dark anti-hero.
You know the phrase, softly, softly, catchy monkey? I could catch a monkey if I was starving.
In America, there was Dwight Schrute.
How would I describe myself? Three words. Hardworking, alpha male, jackhammer, merciless.
But there's a bigger difference. In the US, the characters are softer, the humour is gentler. It emerged after the first American season. TV critic Hank Stuver.
And that's something you can really see in the first season of the American show, is that we were trying to translate that as well. We were trying to create these despicable boss and despicable employees, and I guess we just couldn't follow through on it.
You're just too nice.
We're just too nice. We needed something to hang on to. We needed some sliver of hope, and then we kind of did turn them all into lovable teddy bear people who still had all their flaws and were still not always nice to one another, but somehow wormed their way into our hearts, yeah.
One critic wrote of the British series that nobody is working, nobody has a happy relationship, everyone looks terrible, and everyone looks depressed. That's not Britain, is it? A couple of weeks ago, before the final episode of The American Office, Scranton held a farewell parade. Actors sat atop pickup trucks and the band played and played. It is difficult to imagine the same kind of thing happening in Slough. It may just be a TV show, but The Office has something to teach us about ourselves.